Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Deborah Roberts is an award-winning correspondent with ABC News. She reports on Nightline, Good Morning America, World News Tonight with David Muir, and also served as an anchor and co-host on Good Morning America, World News Tonight, and The View. And she joins us here. She is the new co-anchor of 2020. Deborah, how are you?
I'm great. So nice to be with you. And I love the way you say that, 2020. Remember Barbara Walters back in the day?
That's right. And, you know, we've had your husband, Mr. Al Roker, on a program a couple of times, so it's so nice to have.
Oh, don't hold that against me.
You should have heard what he said about you. Hey, and I know something else about you, because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, where you used to work.
Actually, I didn't.
I thought you worked at Fox 4.
No, I worked out. I mostly worked on the East Coast. I started off in Georgia. I worked in Tennessee and Florida. But I've probably been out there and done stories. And I have to tell you, oftentimes people will say to me, aren't you based in Chicago? Aren't you based in, because I've been there and done stories. So maybe you associated a piece that I worked on a time or two in the story.
Maybe that was it. But I've always admired your work, and you do such a great job. And now with 2020, that's pretty exciting, huh?
It's pretty exciting. You know, I've been here. Everybody keeps saying to me, so how's your schedule going to change? What's new with this new gig? And I said, well, more of the same, just probably more stories and more work. So yeah. I've been at 2020 for 28 years, and I'll never forget when Barbara Walters actually gave me a call, physically gave me a call, the day when we were still using landlines, too.
Right.
And just basically said, I'd love to talk to you about, I know your contract is up and you're looking around, and I'd love for you to come over and maybe have a coffee with us and talk about 2020. Well, you can only imagine. I mean, as a young journalist in
sure.
business, I was working at NBC at the time, that other network. But I had always revered 2020. I watched it growing up. I had watched the news magazine. There were very few news magazines on at the time, only a couple. And I just always loved Barbara's work. And, of course, she was such an icon for women. And so to come over and join this program 28 years ago was nothing short of a dream.
Wow.
A dream come true. And to travel the world and to do so many different stories and in-depth stories with 2020, with Barbara's, you know, exacting nature. Barbara was a very tough taskmaster, and you rose to the occasion because Barbara wanted you to always tell her something new.
Well, she probably didn't expect any more of you than she did of herself, right?
Exactly. I mean, I would watch Barbara working in her office until late in the evening with her team, working on questions when she was about to do a big interview. She was always working until she walked into that room for the cameras to roll. And I took that work ethic and that idea of just preparation from Barbara very seriously. So it's been just a real thrill to make my way through, through 2020 all these years, and now to be able to occupy the space that she did all that time. It's just a complete honor to me. I'm just grateful.
We're talking to Deborah Roberts here on the National Defense and a new co-anchor of 2020. And the 2-hour season premiere that you guys had, I mean, some of these stories are just, it always amazes me, Deborah, when I see a story on 2020 or another news program and you say, how come I've never heard about that? A lot of them are just so gruesome that you think.
So tragic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because now that we have evolved toward this true crime genre, and there is sadly a lot of it out
right.
It's kind of just intriguing. I mean, where there, you know, fortunately, you know, we don't do a ton of the gruesome ones, but we do a lot of the ones that are big mysteries, you know.
Right.
How is it just went unsolved? We do a lot of stories. I just reported on one in Minnesota about one that was unsolved for so many years, and hearing from the parents of how they endured, you know, the loss of a son and how they got through it and the resilience really that's there. And one of the things that we've always done and we pride ourselves in doing at 2020 is we really dig into the people in the story. We want you to know who they are, whether they are crime victims, whether they are folks who even have maybe been wrongfully accused. We've had a few stories about that too, but it's about who are these people. We want you to know and to feel what is actually happening from an emotional standpoint. And I think we do a lot of that. But, you know, you mentioned I cannot go without talking about my brother. I have a brother who's retired military. I have a number of folks in my family.
Oh, thank you. All right.
And And he, yeah, retired from the Air Force. And my brother, Jackie Bryant, called me after the 2020 appointment and said, I got to tell you, I'll never forget when you were a kid and one of our sisters fell and busted her head on the sidewalk, and you were peppering her with questions about how did it happen and how does it feel, and I have to get all the information to go tell mom. And I said, I never did that. He said, yes, you did. And he said, it was no surprise to me that you would wind up becoming a reporter in your life. And I just had to chuckle at that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, how did you and Al meet?
You know, it's a state secret, but I will share it with you. You know, it's something as simple and as boring as we both worked at NBC, and both of us were filling in one day. I was filling in for Deborah Norville on the news desk on the Today Show, and he was filling in for Willard Scott. And, you know, we just sort of, I was fairly new to the network, and he was really friendly, and I thought, wow, you know, I've seen Al Roker on television, how nice. And we kind of struck up a friendship. And over the years, we just became friendlier. And he loves to tell the story that I was not remotely interested in him. dating other folks and moving on with my life. And then at some point, you know, he agreed to look after my apartment for me when I was covering the Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. And he said he'd go and take my mail and do some things. But when I came home, he had left fresh flowers on the counter and stocked
my Oh, boy.
Hey, he was clever.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe I might go out with him one time.
And so how many years has it been?
It's been 28 years.
Wow.
We just celebrated our 28th anniversary.
Congratulations.
So I guess we're kind of in it for the long haul.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you know, as busy as he is and as busy as you are, do you even get to see each other?
You know, it's very interesting because he gets up and leaves around, you know, 5:30 in the morning, and I'm still asleep, and I get up and I go out and do a run or a workout or go jump on a plane and go cover my stories. And, you know, last night, though, I came home, he was making dinner, and we sort of, you know, reconnected about the day. So we do, but we have to make an effort to really stay connected. And
right.
He calls me a little too much during the day to stay connected, but that's okay. When he finishes his duties in the morning, he calls me right away to see what's happening.
Hey.
So, yeah, we absolutely do.
Well, now, you know, you mentioned the military and your brother, and I'm sure you've covered so many stories that involve veterans. And, you know, it's just, it can't be said enough what veterans mean to us and what they do and what they sacrifice for us.
So true. So true. And I, you know, one of the things that I'm just so I'm proudest of is, as I said to you, I've got many members of my family who are in the military, young folks, even a young niece who just went into the service a couple of years ago. And so I and my father served, too. He was a veteran. So it's something that's near and dear to my heart. And I bring that to the reporting that I do. And particularly if there is someone I'm reporting on and there's that connection, it's a connection that you can make. And that's really what it's all about when we're telling these stories. You're trying to connect with people.
Absolutely.
And of course, when we've got veterans, that makes such a huge connection on my part anyway.
You do such a great job, Deborah. Thank you so much for taking the time and congratulations on everything.
Thanks so much. Glad to be with you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.